In specialty crop news, mandarins under a countywide quarantine in Tulare County are getting some good news on regulations. The California Department of Food and Agriculture released an amended pest exclusion advisory last week that stated mandarin fruit with attached stems and leaves grown within an ACP-only quarantine area may now be shipped interstate to any processor or packer. Tulare County Ag Commissioner Marilyn Kinoshita says some mandarin growers and packers in her county had been shut down since the original quarantine. Sometime later, the United States Department of Agriculture realized that changes needed to be made.
The USDA decided, all right, you can move that product interstate, but it's got to be to a state that doesn't have a citrus growing region. And that's okay for, you know, the East Coast when, you know, they're shipping product there, but it still was very limiting. But, you know, just yesterday I saw on CDFA's website that they're going to allow movement outside of an Asian citrus psyllid quarantine for processing, or you can move that product to the Bay Area. So we're happy with that. You know, the scientists have decided that, you know, it doesn't pose much risk of moving psyllids around, especially that fruit is so highly washed and waxed that I think it was a good decision that they made.
Kinoshita said that she is glad the changes were made, as blanket policies aren't always the best fit for every state's situation.
With stem and leaf mandarins, there's restrictions for each portion of it, but it's all spelled out. And so we got that to our growers, and so now they should have a successful Chinese New Year season. So it's long in coming, but it proves that the system can work. If the squeaky wheel mentions, hey, you got to do something about this, then I'm glad they responded.
I'm Taylor Hillman for AgNet West.